Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape, Drive Time. Welcome back to the show. 0829 913 913 is the WhatsApp line. This person says, we in the Western Cape don't want to be part of this government. It's not me, it's the person on WhatsApp saying this. This time last year, swarms of desert locusts began spreading across countries in the Horn of Africa. And of course, locusts are hungry and they devastated crops and, by implication, people's livelihoods. The Food and Agriculture Organization campaign appealed for urgent action to avoid a desert locust plague and a looming humanitarian crisis. So a year on down the line, we have to ask the question, has the fight been won? Online is Cyril Ferrand, resilience team leader for East Africa for the FAO. Cyril, welcome to the show.
Yes, good afternoon. Cyril speaking from Nairobi.
Yes, good afternoon to you as well. What is the update in terms of the locust situation? Summer rains and it brings in the locusts as soon as the vegetation starts to bud and shoot. So what is the general outlook?
Yeah, I think that the year 2020 has been particularly favorable for desert locusts because there was a lot of rain throughout the entire year, and basically there was enough green vegetation for locusts to breed and then reproduce. So indeed, we have been facing breeding generation after breeding generation since the end of 2019, in fact. Now, this being said, there is a lot of work that has been done and good achievement in 2020. For example, we were able to prevent the spread of desert locusts into Sudan in the middle of the year last year, and therefore a further movement of desert locusts towards the Sahel region. As such, we prevented a major catastrophe and locusts really migrating to Western Africa. Now, because of the favorable condition, locusts remain in the region, didn't migrate away from the region, and then they restarted to breed in Eritrea, Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia, and now with favorable winds, they have been moving southward towards Kenya. So basically, we have three countries that are quite affected, Kenya, Somalia, Ethiopia. But we are in a situation where we have much more capacity than a year ago if we have to compare.
So how does one deal with this? I mean, locusts are part of the environment, part of the food chain. How does one strike a balance in terms of what we're discussing? Because when you get the locust swarms, they can make people go hungry because they eat up all the crops.
Yeah, that's correct. I think that every single insect is able to eat its own weight in vegetation per day, and when you look at the billion of insects that are forming a swarm, then of course it's a lot of potential losses, both on the crops, but we should not underestimate damages also on rangeland, and in Eastern Africa, rangeland is very important because pastoral livelihood is a very dominant livelihood in arid and semi-arid areas of the region. So it's affecting both the crops and potentially milk production for pastoral communities. And therefore, when, of course, there is a complete devastation of rangeland, that means also that we may face malnutrition in the context of children under 5 years old for the pastoral and agro-pastoral communities. So definitely there is this competition over vegetation between human and insects. But our target is not to eradicate desert locusts, frankly speaking. Our target is really to reduce the population to a number that doesn't pose a threat anymore to food security.
Are locusts swarming in East Africa because some natural predators have been taken out of the environment?
No, that's not really the case. I think that, desert locusts have been in the region and the greater Horn of Africa and the Arabian Peninsula for a long, long period of time, so from biblical time as well. So they have been around. They are in normal situation, they are solitary. And at a certain point, when the conditions are favorable, they start to swarm, and they become gregarious, and that's where basically the problem starts. So in this region, they will return solitary at some point. They will migrate to more natural habitats for them. But it's nothing to do with predators. It's really that they have been around, and at some point, suddenly there is an acceleration in the reproduction, and they are swarming.
Does climate change play any role in locust swarms? You're so correct when you say that locusts go all the way back to biblical times, which is a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, again, desert locust is not a new insect. It's just that at the moment we don't have enough time series to establish a direct linkage between climate change and the frequency potentially of outbreaks or upsurges. However, this being said, it's true that in the region we have observed in recent years more phenomena of cyclones, for example. If you remember, in December 2019, we had Cyclone Pawan that hit Somalia, and that was the real beginning of the upsurge. And in November 2020, we had another cyclone that was also hitting Somalia, and brought in 2 days the equivalent of one full year of rain. So this kind of climate extreme could be somehow accelerate the frequency of upsurges and outbreaks of desert locusts. But as I said, we need a little bit more time series and timeline to be able to establish a direct correlation.
Cyril Ferrand, Resilience Team Leader for the Food and Agriculture Organization, talking to us about locusts. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.